This is edition number 2425 of Dairon's Journal, the Teignbridge Talking Newspaper, bringing you the news from the Teignbridge edition of the Mid Devon Advertiser, the Teignmouth Post and the Dawlish Gazette for the week ending Thursday the 27th of November. Hello, I'm Jean, and reading with me today are Charmaine and Roxanne, and our sound engineer is James. Now, we've had a request to help our listeners to find out how to listen online if they are, for example, having a problem with their machines. So there are two ways that you can do this online. The first way I'm going to tell you about is using Alexa or any smart speaker. The first time you do it, you ask Alexa to enable talking newspaper skill. She will then ask you which talking newspaper you require, and you say Dairon's Journal. She will then play the latest edition. The next time you go on, you'll ask again, enable talking newspaper skill. She will remember that you listened to Dairon's Journal and will tell you if there is a new recording available to listen to. She will then ask if you want to listen to it, and you simply say yes. The second way you can listen to Dairon's Journal is online by logging on to www.daironsjournal.co.uk. I'll say that one again, www.dairons, all small letters, dyronsjournal.co.uk, and all our editions are available there. On Alexa, you can only get the latest edition. We'll now look at the headline stories for this week, and from the Mid Devon Advertiser, we have CQC demands rapid hospital improvements. From the Teignmouth Post and Gazette, tinkle, tinkle, little star. And from the Dawlish Gazette, who has the same front story as the Mid Devon, so we're going to have the lead story as year bird ban at aviary. You will hear these stories on track 3.